Welcome to this new week of broadcasts here on Money Life. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And today we'll be talking with Mark Biller. He is with Sound Mind Investing. And Chuck, Sound Mind Investing has been good friends of ours for many, many years. In fact, it dates all the way back to 1989 when Larry Burkett had a lunch with Austin Pryor, and that was the beginning of what is Sound Mind Investing today. And so we'll look forward to talking to Mark and get his perspective on the market. But Chuck, right now we're getting a lot of questions from listeners very concerned about the stock market and in particular mutual funds. And so we're going to address that issue today.
Dave, they're asking two specific questions. Number one, should I stay in my mutual fund? And if you say yes, where should I go? And here's why, Dave. 96 million Americans are now invested in mutual funds. And that's a big shift from the past when you retired with the company, you took the company guaranteed pension, and that's all you had. Well, now we're very self-directed and people are wondering, okay, I'm out here on my own. I've got all this money tied up in the market. It's tied up for my retirement. It's tied up for my children's funding, maybe for their college education. It's their inheritance, and now I'm watching it erode away. What should I do? So this is a very weighty discussion. Listen to this statistic from the Securities and Exchange Commission. 37 million Americans are now 65 or older. That's 12% of our population. And 90% of the net worth of Americans are in the hands of people over age 40. The highest net worth of any age group are Americans age 55 to 64. So the audience that we speak to every day, Dave, this is of a primary concern to them. How do I protect those assets? It's estimated that there are $15 trillion of invested assets for Americans over 65 years old, and a third of them say they do not have enough money to even meet their basic living expenses. So today we're going to bring Mark on the program. We're going to ask him what he thinks about all this turbulence in our financial markets, where he thinks the economy is going. We're going to ask him for perspective to help us to kind of keep all this turbulence in a historic perspective. And then I'm going to ask him the two hard questions. Should I get out of the market? And if the answer is no, what should I do if I stay in the market? And Mark, I'm confident Mark is going to have some very strong biblical advice for us.
Well, this is a program you don't want to miss. And if you do have to step away, you can always hear Money Life again online at crown.org. We'll take a short break and be right back. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we welcome a longtime friend back to the broadcast, Mark Biller of Sound Mind Investing. Mark, glad to have you today.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you guys are a trusted source, especially in this area of investing in mutual funds, and so many people have questions about that right now. And, you know, Mark, I would say we're in an unprecedented bear market. Now, maybe that's stretching it a little bit, but I want you to explain what that really means to us, because we're hearing people say this is a market meltdown, this is a market plunge, we're headed to a complete crash. What do you think's happening in the market right now, Mark?
Sure. Well, in some respects, I think that I don't know if I would say unprecedented, but it certainly has been more jarring than anything that we've seen, particularly lately. I would say, Chuck, that there are a few things going on right now in the markets. One, part of this decline has been based on fundamentals. People are very concerned about where the economy is going and whether we're, it seems pretty clear that we're either in a recession or very close to being in recession. People are projecting that forward and expecting the next few quarters to not be very good for economic growth. And, of course, that's going to hurt the stock market anytime that comes up. So I think that part of this is fundamentals. I think that partly also we're dealing with a lot of fear and uncertainty in the markets. And the markets hate uncertainty when they don't know what's going on, how to project out, how this is going to end. The market really hates that, and people like to get their money out of the way and out of the market when they can't see very clearly what's coming down the pike. And, of course, the last month especially, it seems like every few days there's a new financial crisis angle, a new bank going under, a new government program, or whatever it is. So there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of fear. And it's probably appropriate to point out also, Chuck, that in this day and age, we have so much financial journalism. We've got multiple TV channels that are giving us financial news 24/7. And, of course, they're trying to sell advertising and keep listeners and watchers engaged. So they tend to overstate everything just to keep things interesting for their readers. But it's been documented that when people consistently are hearing loaded words and loaded phrases like the market's getting killed today, well, there's an emotional response that goes along with that. So I think that the 24/7 financial journalism that we're exposed to kind of amps up a couple of notches the fear that people are understandably already feeling. And so I think that you've got a few different elements at work right now.
Well, Mark, I'm with you. This is far from any historic lows, particularly in the Dow index. So what I'd like for you to do is to take a moment to explain the Dow Jones index. Just real simple terms, what is that? And what are some of the historic perspectives we need to have about this downturn as compared to some of the others?
Yeah, the Dow Jones index is commonly cited because it's one of the oldest measures of the stock market. And very simply, all it is it's an index that tracks the movement of 30 of our largest companies in the U.S. stock market. So there's a committee that determines which 30 companies best represent the total U.S. stock market. And they assign different values, and as a result, you can watch this one index, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and get a feel for how the market as a whole is doing based on the performance of these 30 specific companies. There are other indexes that people watch, too. The S&P 500 is another real widely watched one. That one measures 500 of the largest companies. But a lot of times, especially in crisis times, people look at the Dow partly because it extends back many, many decades, so you can compare a little bit better, and partly also because the moves look a lot more dramatic because the index is measured in point values that go a lot higher. So, for example, a year ago, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was at 14,000, and it's dropped just recently below the 10,000 level. So that looks like a much more dramatic move than if you were measuring an index that had lower values. It also can be a little deceiving, though, Chuck, because sometimes, as it happened a week or so ago, the Dow was down 700 points on the Dow, which was the largest point loss ever in a single day. The problem with that is, as a percentage of the total value, it didn't even rank in the top 10. Of percentage declines for a single day. So you can see how the way the move is reported can really color the perception of the viewer. So if the financial media says biggest Dow point drop ever, you get a much different picture than if they were to say the percentage decline today was one of the 20 worst ever, but didn't even crack the top 10. Very different takeaways. I think sometimes it does help to review past market moves to give us some perspective of where we are today. And if you go all the way back to 1973, there was a big bear market that up until the bear market of 2000 to 2002 is really considered kind of the worst bear market since the Great Depression. And in that 1973-74 bear market, stocks declined about 48% over the 22 months that that bear market went on. Then if you fast forward a little bit, of course, the single worst day for the market was in October of 1987 when stocks declined 22% in a single day. Of course, we've had some others. The big bear market of 2000 to 2002 was pretty similar to 1973. The market went down about 48%, 49% again. So when you have that as a backdrop, today, the bear market that we've been in for almost exactly a year, we're down about 33% in total over that year. And that is certainly steep, and that has come relatively quickly. But when you put it in perspective with the last few big bear markets of 73, of 2000, you can see that both of those, the market was down more like 48%. So at 33%, today, it certainly isn't mild or not a big deal, but it's also, you know, pushing it to say that this is completely unprecedented or anything along those lines.
Well, Mark, everyone is asking two specific questions. Should I get out of my mutual funds, or where's the best place to put them? When we come back, I want to talk about that with Mark Viller of Sound Mind Investing. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we're pleased to have Mark Viller on the program today of Sound Mind Investing. And Mark has given us perspective on the overall market. But now we're going to turn, Mark, to some very specific questions about mutual funds, which is one of your specialties. Here's what everybody's asking. Do I need to get out of my mutual funds? Let's talk about that one first. What's your answer, yes or no?
Well, the problem, Chuck, is that as we discussed earlier, we're a year into a bear market now. The market is already down over 30%. So by getting out now, you're taking away the opportunity to benefit when the market finally does bottom and comes back. Because typically at the end of a bear market, when a bear market ends and a new bull market begins, there tend to be some fairly significant gains that happen fairly quickly. For example, in 2003, following the last big bear market that we had, the market was up over 30%, and there were a lot of investors that had pulled their money out sometime along the way during that bear market, and they missed a huge portion of those gains. And ultimately, that's what helps get your portfolio back on track for the long term. So it's a very risky thing to take your money out, especially as far along as we are right now.
Well, Mark, I assume some of it has to do with your age as well, that your risk tolerance and the horizon that you have for being in the market would determine whether you need to get in or out. Wouldn't you think so?
That is absolutely true. And if there's anything that this downturn has really reinforced, it is those two key points that you mentioned, that your asset allocation really has to reflect your season of life. And somebody who's, say, 5 years away from retirement hopefully they weren't 100% invested in stocks to begin with going into this bear market. Whereas somebody who has, you know, say 20 years until retirement, they've got a lot of time for their portfolio to ride this out and come back over time. And the second point you made, Chuck, is also right on, and that is that your allocation has to reflect your risk-taking temperament, your risk tolerance, in other words. So there are a lot of people today who thought that they were fairly aggressive investors and had a very high risk tolerance that are finding out now that they really can't handle that level of exposure to the stock market.
And I certainly understand that.
Yeah, that can be a costly lesson. So, you know, it is true if you're way overexposed and you don't have a long time horizon until you're going to need that money, it could be appropriate to pare that stock exposure a little bit. But again, you want to be careful because you don't want to just lock in losses and then take away the ability to rebound with the market eventually.
Well, Mark, I know this is tough to speak about mutual funds in general terms, but here's the next big question our listeners are asking. Okay, I hear you say it may be okay to stay in the market, but the Bible recommends diversification. Tell me how to diversify. Where's the best place to put my money in mutual funds if I'm going to stay in the market?
Sure. Well, there are a couple different levels there of diversification that we would recommend. The first is, as we just talked about, you want to diversify between stocks and bonds because you're going to get different kind of responses from those two different types of investing vehicles. Once you've got that allocation between those two set, then within each of those groups, you would diversify further. So on the stock side, you would want to have a blend of mutual funds that give you exposure to both large companies as well as small companies with probably some foreign or international stock exposure as well. So three more groups within the stock side that you would further diversify between. On the bond side, you would probably want to have both some short-term bonds and some intermediate-term bonds because those are going to tend to walk out of step with each other a little bit as well. So again, the biggest decision you make as an investor, frankly, is the decision between stocks and bonds and how much to allocate to each, but then you can diversify further within those groups. And some good quality index funds that track these different groups is often a real good way for people to go, especially if they're in a retirement plan where their investing choices might be limited.
Well, Mark, I know that the market moves by emotion. When confidence is reigning, then we see a bull market. When fear is reigning, you see a bear market. Here's the bottom line question for many of our listeners. How do I overcome this temptation to make emotional-based decisions about my investments? Because it's very natural to feel the same level of anxiety that the market is telling us exists out there.
Absolutely. And first and foremost, as a Christian, we have a huge advantage in that we know none of this is ours anyway. It all belongs to the Lord. So that takes a little bit of the pressure off. More specifically, how do you overcome the temptation to make emotional decisions? It comes back to what Austin and I have talked about on this program so many times before. You really need to invest from a long-term plan. And the time to make that plan is not at the bottom of a bear market when you're afraid of what's going to happen. The time to make that is in a time of relative calm and to plot out what is my investing time frame, what is my risk tolerance, what is an appropriate investing plan for the long term for me. And if you have that, and especially if you've written that down, that can give you a lot of courage during times like this to say, yes, it's scary, yes, these declines hurt, but my long-term plan says I'm going to do this. And over time, it's always come back when I've followed this type of a plan.
Mark, it has been great having you on the program today. We're out of time, but thanks for being on Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck.
Appreciate the sound mind investing advice.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life with Chuck Bentley. Chuck, it's always important to get perspective. And as Mark said at the outset of our interview, that the amount of financial journalism today really has been able to tweak our emotions when many times the reality is not what it appears.
Well, Dave, I find myself in the very same spot as our listeners, that I watch what's happening on the market, and when it's heading down, especially if that cliff looks really steep, I feel it. I emotionally react to it. I'm an investor like many other people. And I'm trying to do the right things and trying to protect the resources God's given us. And so I always like it to be going up. I feel much better there. But, you know, Mark had such a calming effect because he helps us put it in perspective and remember it's all God's anyway. Mm-hmm. This doesn't take God by surprise. You know, Dave, I've been reading some articles, and one of them came from a recent convention held for financial planners. And this article said they all gathered and tried to come up with their collective wisdom and what they really thought was the best plan right now. And here's what they said. I found this fascinating. Number one, stick with your plan. In other words, don't bail out. Stick with the plan. If you had an investment plan, stick with it and rebalance as necessary. Okay, what that means is, depending on your risk tolerance, if you need to move more into bonds or less into stocks, rebalance, but stick with the plan. Here's wise advice number two from the consensus of these financial planners. Number two, cut your spending. Isn't that amazing? They said that's the one piece of this puzzle that you have control over. You know, no matter what happens in the market, you have the ability to decide how much money you're spending, and they're recommending you downgrade your outgo. Mm-hmm. Great advice. Number three, watch your income and consider how to protect it. Even if it comes from your salary, consider how to protect your current income so that you can weather any market fluctuations. Don't get dependent on passive income. Be sure you protect your current income. And here's great advice number four, don't panic. Okay, isn't that interesting? This is kind of the consensus opinion of some of the brightest minds in the market. Stick with your plan, cut your spending, watch your income, and don't panic. Very, very simple. And none of that, in my opinion, is out of line with what God's Word says. Mm-hmm. You know, God's Word would tell us very similar. Count the cost, get on a plan, stay on that plan, lower your overhead, be sure you're living within your means, be sure that you're going to work, able to make a living, that you're getting up every day and doing all that you can to earn a living, and to never panic. God doesn't want us to panic. He's in control. We don't have to worry no matter what the market does.
Well, it is so important to get good perspective. And for those of you who may have joined us late, I'd encourage you to go to crown.org and listen to this program in its entirety. Mark's advice was reassuring and helpful. You can also sign up for a podcast while you're at crown.org to get Money Life sent right to your computer. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.